A pair of weekend games at home saw the Sioux Thunderbirds pick up an overtime win on Friday night before suffering a loss on Saturday night. Ryan Fellen had the overtime winner Friday as the Thunderbirds beat the Kirkland Lake Gold Miners 3-2 before dropping a 6-3 decision to the Iroquois Falls Storm on Saturday, both at the John Rhodes Community Center in Northern Ontario Junior Hockey League play. Following are full details on both games from the NOJHL. Friday, a Brian Fenlon goal, 76 seconds into overtime, was the difference as the Sioux Thunderbirds prevailed over the Kirkland Lake Gold Miners 3-2 Friday in a hard-fought Northern Ontario Junior Hockey League contest at John Rhodes Community Center. Neither side would convert offensively in a fast-paced first period as the clubs went to their respective dressing rooms for the intermission still knotted at 0-0. In the second stanza, Sioux St. Marie opened the scoring while shorthanded as James Legler was sent in alone by teammate Aiden Atkinson and wired a shot past Kirkland Lake's Caleb Schuker. Countering with an equalizer at 11:44, In de Bresch put the Gold Miners on the board as he jammed in a loose puck laying in the crease with bodies piled up beside a sprawled Lincoln Melanthan in the Thunderbirds' net. On the power play to begin the third, the Sioux retook the lead, compliments of a Jacob Smith wrister from the right side. Answering once more, Jeremy Schoenburn drew the visitors even again when he knocked in a rebound off a point shot from Zachary McCoyan at 6:55. Staying tied the remainder of regulation, the clubs headed to extra time. In the 3-on-3 OT, the Thunderbirds got the game winner and the additional point on the night after Atkinson made a nice spin move deep in the Kirkland Lake zone, then fired a pass across to Fenlon, who hammered in a one-timer past Schuker to end it. Saturday, Jordan Mayo had the game-winning goal, to go along with being credited with 3 assists, in sending the Iroquois Falls Storm past the Sioux Thunderbirds 6-3 Saturday in Northern Ontario Junior Hockey League action at John Rhodes Community Center. Picking up the night's initial marker, 13:26 into the proceedings, the Storm's Jack Jarvis was there to notch his 12th goal of the season. Up a skater to commence the middle session, Sioux St. Marie's Jonathan Sundecker notched his 14th of the season to tie it, as he got a piece of a Camden Cowan shot from the left point that eluded Iroquois Falls goaltender Maverick Fletcher. Coming right back moments later, the Storm slammed in 2 quick markers, less than a minute apart, off the sticks of John Adley's and Martin Brusso, that eluded the T-Birds' Noah Mativier. The Adley's effort saw him whip in a pass from Mayo while Brusso snapped one in from the right point, through traffic, after a face-off win. Getting back to within one right after that, Jacob Smith joined Sundecker with 14 tallies on the campaign as he found the back of the net by chipping one in from the top of the crease. Another extra-man effort helped the Sioux knot the affair at 3-3. With Callum McCauley reaching the 10-goal mark of the season, that came at 8:20 when he roofed one upstairs from the top of the left circle, early into a power play. Continuing to trade tallies, Mayo made it 4-3 Iroquois Falls to give him points in 4 straight contests, when he stuffed in a loose puck off a Jarvis attempt on target. A 5th on the night for the visitors saw Landon Trethewey find the mark chapter 1 verse 17 into the final stanza as he lifted in a rebound while his club was up a skater. Emmerich Parody then supplied some insurance with 4.5 minutes remaining after Jarvis controlled a draw that allowed him to convert. That would round out the night's scoring as the Storm skated away with the road result.